We are on Daf Chav Dalet Amad Aleph. Rabbi Lezo Ema Mishachorav Beis HaMikdosh Atzeres Keshabbat. We had heard in the Mishnah that Rabbi Lezo says that even though Rigolim are Mafsik, that is Dafkim, Pesach, and Sukkis, and Atzeres Bizman HaBayis, that there were 7 days Mishachorav Beis HaMikdosh Atzeres Keshabbos. The Mekil Yosef explains that the Svar of Rabbi Lezer was as follows. What Shaychus is there after 7 days or 1 day in the Din of Mafsik? He says Rabbi Lezer held that the reason that the Regolim are Mafsik, because Meikar Adin, the Din should be that they should be Oyle like Shabbos. He held there's no difference between Shabbos and Regol. Now, if you'll say that the regal is oila for shiva, so side by side you lose the shiva, because if the shiva started before the regals, automatically you have 7 days, so you won't, that means the niyag of shiva automatically will end with the coming of the regal. So therefore they said, so it's mafsik already. So they said that that's the difference between a regal and Shabbos. So, and then they didn't differentiate between Zion and Lamed. This Svara only works by Shiva, but they said just like by Shiva, it's Mafsik, because it will be Oyla, it'll also be Mafsik, so they said who didn't by Lamed, it's Mafsik already. But that is Dafke, if we have this Cheshbin, that even if it will be Oyla, it'll also be Mafsik, the Avelis of Shiva. Of his mana zeh, that we don't have a base of Migdash, we don't have, it's not niten letashlumim, you can't bring the kabonis. So it doesn't have a teres regu. So memela, then it's just like Shabbos. A teres ke Shabbos. Then just let's quickly review the Mishnah. Am gamli Elohim arish shoshonev yem akipurim ke regolim. That Ram gamli el holds, afilu arish shoshonev yem kippur is like a regal, not only Atzeres is a regal, but he holds Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is also a regal. The Chachamim Oimrim like a divrei zeh, like a divrei zeh, Atzeres ke regolim, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim ke shachis. Let us see Taisvis, which really goes on the Mishnah. Atzeres ke Shabbos, b'chol shkain Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. They zicher, they have a din like Shabbos because they never had 7 days. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim k'regolim v'chol shkein atzeres lachar churban b'lishna l'yosi shaper b'avlei l'misra. Rabbi Gamliel Omer af Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, that means you should zicher have said that atzeres also has a din of a regel. V'chachomim Omerim loike divrei zeh. L'shayich l'meima haynu tanekame. So l'chayre, the chachamim are the tanekame. Because the tanekame said regolim are mafsik, so l'chayre, regolim are the shalosh regolim. The tanekame did not differentiate bizman abayish, lo bizman abayish, regolim mafsike. L'shayich l'meima haynu tanekame, v'neime kulu osu l'forish milsu the tanekame. Takert, all these Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Chachamim are explaining what the Tanakama held. He, the Layar, the Laynoshim, the Bey, the Sanhedrin, the He, the Mizbeach, Mekadosh. Omar, Rav Gidl, Bar Menashe, Omar Shmuel, Haloche, ke Rabbi Gamliel. Haloche, we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that fakir, that everything has a din of a regal, Atzeres bizman hazeh, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. Let us see Taisvis. Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel teime. Even the Omar Shmuel halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'ovel, since Shmuel holds halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'ovel, am I itzach l'mipsik halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel? Fakir, Rabbi Gamliel is the meikel over here. He says that Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim have a din regolim that are mafsik, so he's the meikel. So automatically I would know that Shmuel Paskin Latam Gamliel. Yeshloimed the Chumra Namehi. Now there's a Chumra also, the Imkovra Isamach Lachashaykh. What is the din if there would be Mekaber Ameis Samach Lachashaykh? Let's say Erev Rosh Hashanah. Loi Hoyoloi Sha'achas Linik Bayavele. I kavru nachim biyontev, I shamashmur kreve biyontev. Im heim kerigolem, einam oilem leminyin shivis. If it has a teiret regal, so it's not oile. Im heim kishabes, oilem salkaponim, you have a minyan of one day. So the mice is saying that atzeres and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur mevedin regolem, it is a kule if there was a nig avelis before them. But it is a chumre if the avela started in them. So mamela, so the union of aloha kedivre amekel be'evil does not apply here. Therefore, we needed that Shmuel should paskin b'feirish aloha kiram gamliel. Be'ikid the masni lohoda Rav Gidl bar Menashe, that Rav Gidl bar Menashe said aloha by a different machlekes. Aho. We learned a baraisa as follows. Kol lamed yoim, that means if it was teich lamed, tinik was nifta teich lamed, it wasn't a ben lamed, is yaitzei becheik. So, b'shas tekvure, you don't have to put him into an oren, you don't put him on a mite, which is a derech kovet. Yaitse Bechek, you take him out, Bechek. You hold him. Let us see what Rashi says. Kol Lamed Yom Yaitse Bechek. Ben Lamed Yom, this is very unclear what Rashi says, Ben Lamed Yom, because we're speaking about Teich Lamed. And Rashi in Kedushin says, Klo, Vlad Shemeis Beseich Lamed Yom. Ein Zeich Lechabdoi Bemoisoi Lehetzia Lekvura Lehe Bemite. Now what Amiket, now what he just... Yeah, so this is a toys. This is Teich Lamed. So we'll move from the Baraisa later like this. Beitzia Becheik Lebeis HaKvoris V'loi Be'orim. You don't take him out with an Oren. That means the Oren is a covet for the Nifter. And if it's Teich Lamed, it's not necessary to be Mechabed a Vlad that's Teich Lamed. V'nigbar be'isha achas u'shnei anoshim, and the kvur is with one man and one woman and two men. So Rashi says in Kedushin, what's the chiddush? Vein tzorich rabim l'lavoisoi. By the levaya, you don't need rabim, el a gimel, and one of the gimel could be a woman. But you have to make sure that if you have a woman there, that two of the gimel have to be men, in order that there shouldn't be a din yichud. Avoloi b'ish echod ishtei noshim, but one ish and two women is osir, al tichud, that'll be osir al tichud. So Rashi says, avoloi b'ish echod, she'ein misyachtim im ha'isha. Normally the beis ha'kvoris was in a secluded area, so one ish and two noshim would already be a shayla of yichud. By two anoshim, so one is a shmira for the other. But by two noshim and one ish, there's no shmira. So therefore, that is also. Abishol oimer av beish echod ushtei noshim. Abishol holds that even one ish and two noshim is also permissible. So Tosfos says, Abishol oimer af ish echad ushtei noshim, mefoirish mimeseches kedushin, af al gav de ein ish echad misyachid im shtei noshim. So where does the isa yichad fall away? B'shas ha-veilis de tride shori. B'shas ha-veilis de torud, so it's muta. The Gemara in Kedushin says a different lashon. Gemara in Kedushin says that b'shol svilei b'shas aninos tover yitzrei.
then when the Yetzirah, not only he's Tzibrochim, but the Yetzirah is also Tzibrochim. So you don't have a Yetzirah that is Mefate. So Memela, so therefore Yichud is Mutter. The Gemara says, what did the Rabbonon hold? What is the Sfor of the Rabbonon? Rabbonon hold is and it's a Yichud. Very interesting Gemara there. The Gemara says, Rabbonon Svir Larei Keb Yitzchak. Keb Yitzchak Darshan the Posik Mayis Oinon Odom Chai Gever Al Chatot. Keb Yitzchak Darshan's Afilu Bishas Aninusoi Shal Odom Yitzroi Mizgaba Olom. Rashi explains the pasuk as follows: Mamoyil aninus laodam, lismeich al kach milizor biyitzroi. That means my yisoinim odam chai. If he's an odam chai, so how can aninus help him? That he can rely, that he won't, that his yitzra won't be misgabel. Gever al chatov, kol zman shul chai tzach li is gover al chatov. Shim leiken ye yitzroi goiver olo v'yachti einu. Aninus is not a shmire. Kol zman he's a chai, he has a yitzahore. And if he has a yitzahore, it's a memele, so he's olo lachtoi. So memele, that's the machloikis abishol and the chachom. Ve'ein oimdim olov b'shure. Now, on this cotton, this tinnik, poches milamed yoim, ein oimdim olov b'shure, so Rashi says, ein tzorech lamed olov b'shure, kechoy rebi beis ha-kvorus, when they come back from the beis ha-kvorus, oivrim lifnei ha-obol b'shure, b'chol echad oim oloi tisnachem. So this is not necessary by a tinnik, poches miben lamed. Bein oimrim olov birchas aveilem, v'tanchumei aveilem. Ben shloishim. What if he's already a ben shloishim? Then yoitze, then you don't take him b'cheik. Then you take him b'dluskeme. So Rashi says, dluskeme oren. Then he's put into an oren. That's very lekvoidoi. Rabbi Yehuda oim eloi dluskeme aniteles b'kosei. Not a dluskeme that one a single person will carry on his shoulders. Alanitelis bagapayim. So anitelis because if Rashi says ba'odam echod bagapayim b'shnei bnei odam derech kovi, two people hold this oren. What's we skipped over a few Rashi's dluskeme oren b'chas aveilim broch Hashem b'chove k'da omer b'ksubis. Tanchumi abeilim kol shiva hilchem lenachmei bebei. So that is ready by ben shloishim. Oimim ol of birchas abeilim betanchumi abeilim. Ben yud beis chaydish. What if the child already is a year old? Yoytei b'mita. Then he goes out with a mita. That seems that's more bekavadik than an orim. Rabbi Kiva oimel. So the way we have the Baraisa, Rabbi Kiva says no. He has to be older than a year. Who ben, she has to be a 2 year old. But who ben shone ve'ivorav ke ben shtayim? But if he's the size of a 2 year old, or who ben shtayim ve'ivorav ke ben shone, yoitze b'mit. Either the size of a 2 year old, or kaponim is a 2 year old, then he's yoitze b'mit. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo Oima Hayoitze Bemite, one who goes out already Bemite, Rabim Matzehivim Olo. Then already by the Levayim, Matzehivim, Rashi says, Matzehivim Ben Shtayim Sheborov Gdoilim, Matzehivim Margishim Umitzarim. That in the eponym is, you can see on the faces that the mitzvah, that means already, this was already, 1 year old, or whoever goes out the mitzvah is the Rabbi Matzivim Olof. Rabbi Leza ben Azariah, another shir, Nikel Rabim, if this child was Nikel Rabim, Sarashi says, Shehoyu Makirin, Kvar Shayerog Olotzis Min Habayis. He used to go out of the house already, people knew him. Rashi in the Ksav Yad says, Nika l'rabim, she'irogil lotzeis v'lobi l'beis ha'knesses. He used to come to shul. That's a taich Nika l'rabim. Is rabim mis'askim imoy? So Rashi says in the Ksav Yad, le'kovroi u'lenachem es oviv. It's already, there's a chiv of a rabim already. Sai by the kvurin, sai by the nichum. Ein nikel rabim, ein rabim is askim imoy. Umahin behespit, and all these children, what's the din? Are you maspit? Are you not maspit? Rameir b'shem Rabbi Shmuel oimer, aniyim b'nei sholish. Shir hespit is, if he's a ben oni, so when he's a 3-year-old. Ashirim b'nei chomish. Rabbi Yehuda oimer b'shmoy, aniyim b'nei chomish. Ashirim b'nei sheish. B'nei zkenim k'b'nei aniyim. If they're the children that were born b'zikne, safilo de zkenim arbich, it's also k'b'nei aniyim. Tamerde k'rashi, Rashi says, k'mayim behespet kama yegodu shem mitzvah la'aspita. Aniyim b'nei sholish, lefi sha'oni mitztair abon av yaysa min ha'osher. V'she'ein lo'i simcha acheres. Amar de Kerashi. That's all what he has. Ein lo'i simcha acheres. So memele, so therefore, since the tzar is so great, so therefore there's a psachi of hespit. By an osher, the tzar is not so great. Rashi in the Ksav Yad says, the psalifim shat, he's more dependent on his son. Doesn't have anyone to help him. So there's a kesher, a greater kesher between him and his son. Now he lost a siyu, he lost an ezer. Also very interesting, speaking about a 3-year-old already. So already is b'noi mesayoi v'tzorich loy. Omar Rav Gidl Bar Menashe, Omar Rav Halochek Rav Yehuda Shame Mishum Rav Yishmael. So this is the Rav Gidl Bar Menashe, Omar Rav, that said that the Shir is tak Bnei Amiyim, Bnei Zekenim Yisek Bnei Aniyim, that also the same thing, Fakert, some of they're very mekusha to the children. And then the Amar v'Gidol Bar Menashe Merav Alochek Rav Yehuda Shama Mishum Rav Yishmael. What the Tashir is Bnei Aniyim Bnei Chomish Ashirim Bnei Sheish. Let us see Taisviz. Pein Oimrim Olov Birchas Averim Perish Bekunteres. We don't have this Rashi. The Mairi Beloi Kol Oloi Chadoshev. So that means, speaking about a nafel, there's no dine, like kol olay chadoshev, so therefore, so all these inyonim, so the kvuras also, not on a such a bikovedika oifen. Umi yutaisus as afulu mairi bikol olay chadoshev, we know close kol olay chadoshev, it's not a nafel. Nehaydim is ablam ol of gdisa per kabaleza, there's a chiev avelis, it's not a nafel. בפרק יש פחל לנחלה, מכל מוקים אין מחמירים אולוב כל כך לצערוי. כדאשכן, בהני בסומך, לפי משהו גודל, מחמירים לכבודי. It seems the greater the Asik is done for the nifta, לידר גיסה, that's מאירה the tzar of the father. So, since there's not such a big tzairich to be mechabed a pochus mi ben lamed, even though it's not an eifel, emachmiren olov kol kach letzarei, so that's how the Beiris Hamayim says pshat. He says, "L'tzayir ha'ov l'chabdoi ba'avelus." If you from seems it's a tzar, you're giving a cover to the nifta somehow, it brings out the tzar of the aviv. So if there's a chiyuv kavod, mochiv to do it. If we can avoid it, we avoid it. Birchas aveilim tanchumi aveilim shemnach moisai bedvorim. Lael na'atesis goes up on the previous sugya. Perish bekuntres. Dimbo lahachlev begodim. We heard before that about the mitzvah of kriya that by other v'imoy, if he wants to be machlev the begodim, he's kereya. So now there was a Taisus had a Rashi, Dimbo lahachlev begodim shekipso koidem ha'evil. That's what Rashi's gilsa. That why does he want to be machlev the begodim? Because they're washed begodim shekipso koidem ha'evil. Lilbash begodim shame chabose, kicholak umalbish. So memele, so a kaponim, so it says Allah, you have to be kerei that pegad also. But kaponim, Rashi seemed to explain why does one want to be machlev the begodim, because so a kaponim would be able to wear a washed, pegad. Umikan mashme, sherashi, o yom mater, begodim shekipsu koidim haibu. That what an oval is also begodim mechubosim. That's tafke if it wasn't the skabes koydim ha'evil. Ubetaisus pirshum bo lahachlif lilbosh begodim she'enim mechubosim. Speaking about he wants to wear begodim which are not washed. Kicholakul malbish regil meloibshay ulahachlif beloikibus. You wear it, it got sweated up, so they hung it up and then they. Later they put it on again, below kibbutz. Rabbi Yitzchak Zakeini say v'kach, that one is not permitted to put on, novel is not permitted to put on a mechubis de kebege. Valperish Rashi hiksho, and on Rashi's pshat, the shori begodim shekipso koidim evloi. If there's a heter for wearing begodim, that when it's kabbis koidim davelus, mistomo hanami shori begodim amaguhotzim koidim avelus. So, the isa giyotz is called shloishim, abaral kaponim, just like this a kibbutz is shive. So, al kaponim, mistomo if it was maguhotz koidim avelus will also be mutter. Vim kain, minayin lo ilamaylo, da baye kerebi verova kabbalazza barabshimim. The Gemara says that Abaya went out with the begodim yeshonim meguhotzim. So Tarai holds like Rebbe that there's no isagi, it's on begodim yeshonim, only on begodim chadoshim. And Rava went out with begodim chadoshim, that as long as it wasn't lovon, so he holds like a blessed barab shimon. So Taisvis asks, what's Tarayim? That they hold like that. Shema mikoydim evle hayim megohotzim. Maybe they were meguhotz already from before the regal, so therefore they were permitted to wear it. Yeshloima midishori hani davke. Since they were only matter these, that means Abaya only wore a beged yoshen meguhotz. Rava only wore a beged chodesh that was red, v'loy chadoshim levonim, but he did not wear the new white begodim, shmamino, the svir luhochi. That means, seems from this type of beged, this beged was, that means, if they'd be wearing, if it would be, if it would be from before the Avelis, so they could have worn any type of beggar. It seems they were medagdic, what type of beggar to wear, so it seems it was Maguas in the Avelis. Miu zeh ha-minig ate, shemelbishen oysel odam acha yoyim ha-chatsi yoyim. The minig now is that another person puts it on for half a day, vein zakoi begim mechubis l'diday, so already doesn't have a din of a begim mechubis. Rabbi Kiva Aimer Ben Shone, that looks like a 2-year-old. Vaisagi biyud beis chadosh. It has to have already either look or be a 2-year-old. Vaseches mochis garsinen. The opposite. That the Tanakame is machmel ben gimul shonim yaitse bemite. Rabbi Kiva says that you don't need a ben gimul shonim. A 2-year-old is also sufficient. So then it comes out Rabbi Kiva is meikel. But even a 2-year-old, there's a chi of meat already. V'meis b'yayim shloishim. Now, what is the din if he died the 30th day? Now, is that called already, 30 days did not pass, but he died in the middle of the 30th day. His basic b'peik yesh p'cheir, shloishim yayim ba'odam einin eifel, v'yayim shloish, if 30 days passes by, he's not an eifel, v'yayim shloishim, le'inyan avelis, ki yayim shalafonam. Lagabi avelis, the yayim shloishim is like the 29th day, Lagabi avelis, he's a suffix eifel. V'ayinim is abo. So Taisi says, who are the mistama le'inyan kovid? That's the Rishash's Girsa. It's the din kovid that we have over here. There's a difference between a ben shloishim and pachas me ben shloishim. So yem shloishim is kipachas me ben shloishim. Zok to Gemara Baita. Dorash Rabbanani bar Sosain apischa devei nesiyin yem echad lifnei atzeres. If there was, the kvura was one day before Shavuot, batzeres arei kan arbo oso. So we consider like 14 days passed already, like the shiva gets hacked up, so we consider keilu like 7 days of the Shiva occurred, and then Atzeres Gufa has a din of 7 days. Reikan Arba Osa. So we have already 14 days of the Shloishim taken care of. So he has now another 16 days. Shomer Rabbi Ami Ve'ikbit, Oma Ote Didehi. This is Rab Anani Shtikteire, Rabbi Loza Oma Rabbi Shaye. Dorish Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Akila Dereish Geluse Yemech Lifnei Atzeres Vatzeres Reikan Abo Oso Shama Rav Sheish Shizik Pidoma Oto Dideyu Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shaye Oma Rabbi Lazar Oma Rabbi Shaye Minayin Latzeres Sheyesh Lo Tashlumim Kol Shive That Atzeres Ez Adin Tashlumim Kol Shive Shenemar b'chaga matzois b'chaga shvus. This is a hekes of chaga shvus, the chaga matzois. Ma'chaga matzois yesh lo tashlumim kol shive. Ab'chaga shvus yesh lo tashlumim kol shive. So this shvus has a din eistis. It's a 7-day yontif. On the minion of Shloishim, it accounts for 7 days already. Ad berei Rav Popol Raviv Yesova v'dorash yem echad lifnei Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Hashanah reikan arbo also 14 days. He says the shiva is up kahak, so we consider like the 7 days of the shiva pass, and this also is a din of 7 days. Yomtiv, so Mamela, so there's 14 days. Omar Ravine Hilkach, Yem Echad Lifnei Hachag, Vechag, Ushmini Shaloi, Reikan Esrim Vechad Yoim. So you have over here 21 days. Ravine Ikla Lesure de Poras, Oma Lei Rav Chavina Misur Dapos Lavina Oma Mao Yemech Lofnei Rosh Hashone Rosh Hashone Reikan Abo Oso. Did you say that there's 14 days? Oma Lei Ano Mistavre Keram Gamliel Huda Minayit. I just said Mistavre we Paskin like Ram Gamliel. That's what I had said. So apichesh benaistis. So if Rosh Hashanah is kiragolim, so the din should be the same. Let us see Rashi. Yom echad lifnei atzeres al yobul arikan abahoso. Atzeres choshev kishiva. Atzeres is choshev like 7 days. Zeu yom shalifnei atzeres choshev zayin. So the Shiva is knocked off. We consider like 7 days passed already. And the Tzeres alone has a Shivas of 7 days. So we have here 14 days. Let us see Taisus. The Rabbi Loza Amar Rabbi Shayahi. Hodoloi maisi bereise der Rabbeleze ben Yaakov. Es ist lechere al kaponim, the Gemara says that he wants to prove that a tzeres has a din tashlumim. What did Rabbi Shai say? A tzeres has a din tashlumim. That the 7 days, it has 7 days of tashlumim. So this other limudim that tell us that a tzeres has tashlumim. The mapit tashlumim b'krosem b'kutzrechem. Krosem means it's mikra kodesh. B'kutzrechem, and your kaitzer. So the Gemara says, eizeh chag shata kairei v'kaitzer. It's a very interesting combination. Chalamoit k'tzire stam is also. So, where do you have a chag that should be mikra kodesh and kodesh? Habiyayim is a chag ha-shavuot. So, it's called mikra kodesh, and the Gemara is a din tashlumim from that posik. V'resh lokish yom adifin drosha. Chag ha-kotzer is a chag shata chaygig. Kodesh, but habiyayim is a tzeres. So, memela, why did the Gemara bring that to Rabbi Elizabeth, over Rabbi Shai, from the Gemara the Gemara in Chagiga learns that from Rabbi Elizabeth Yaakov, also a din tashlumim. That is a din tashlumim after Shavuos. Kishlamed leidin and kama yamim. He says, these drushes only tell us that there's a din tashlumim. You love me, Rabbi Yishai. Yes, Rabbi Yishai is a hekish to Chagamatzah. Just like by Chagamatzah, says in Tashlumim Shiva, who are then by Chagashibuz. The Gemara says, why need that drosh? I would think that it's Taka Osa b'Moloche, all these 7 days. It's Kamash Malon, that it's not, that went out from these droshes, that it's not Osa b'Moloche. Elakoshe. Minolon that seres kirogolim bisman azeh, like the Taisvis. How do we take know that a seres kirogolim bisman azeh? Kaleka tashlum. There's no tashlum. And they're paskening that bisman azeh is choshev like 7 days. Kaleka tashlum. And the heidem as nisen hochi mashma. The Mashmoy's Mishnah would seem that it is that way. Mida Kamrinin Atzeres Kiregolim. It says like a blank statement that Atzeres is a din regolim, all dinim of regolim. Just like the regolim, you have 7 days, so you also have 7 days. Abo Miyu Mashmed Ramri, Miyu Higufim in Nolay. Yeshloima kiven da tzeres chad yoyme. Penechshav kemoi pesach besukis bisman shebeis amigdash kayim. Leinyin tashlumin. Bisman abeis amigdash, it's 1 day. Bisadin tashlumim of 7 days. Choshim nami ledidon kiregul de pesach besukis. I'd like perhaps to elaborate a little on what I think what Taisvis is saying. Perhaps I saw, Akabucha will have another idea. I saw in Zichen Shmuel, Chelek Aleph, and Nagoyim, Rabbi Shmuel Taubenfeld, Chayinu Levroche, he brings down that it's brought down in Sforim, it doesn't say which Sforim, Shekol Yontiv Habo Lo'ilom, Ha'ir Nimshach L'Zayin Yomim. That the Ha'ore of the Yoim is Nimshach for 7 days. Agavuchi says something very interesting, that Hu Adin Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, the Oir of Rosh Hashanah and the Oir of Yom Kippur is Nimshach 7 days. So he says, V'Yom HaKippurim Maschil Lohoir M'Yom Ches Tishrei, the Oir of Yom Kippur starts from Ches Tishrei, that is the day what we say, Shlichas of Shloish Hasre Midis, Tzchor Bris, that is that's a day of Hisoiris, he says, because the Or of Yom Kippur starts, so you have 3 days, from Ches Tishrei till Erev Sukkis. That's the 7 days of Yom Kippur. And he brings from the Shloa Kodesh, that the Shloa Kodesh says that what Chazal tell us, Rishon L'Cheshbon Avoinis, Sukkis is Rishon L'Cheshbon Avoinis, because the 4 days of between Yom Kippur and Sukkis have a din of Yom Kippur and it's mechaper avoinis. That's the means. So the chag has the oir of the chag is a davar hanimshach 7 days. So it starts from Ches Tishrei till Erev Sukkis, and the oir of Rosh Hashanah is nimshach till Zayin Tishrei. So al kaponim, I think that is what Taisvus is saying over here. Taisvus is saying not that that what is adin tashlumim kol shiva bizman abayis is the din tashlumim is because the yontif, you can only be mashlum in the yontif. You can't be mashlum stamazoi. So al koch, this is a simen, not a sibe. That if we could bring kolbonis, the bizman abayis, so we see that this is a yontiv that is equivalent, for that the yontiv is nimshach shivish yomim. The horas ayayim is there. So Mamela Sotaisu says, so hu adin, afilu bizman azed, there's no kobonis, aber al kobonim, so it's not negea kobonis, but lamais it's a yontiv that brings with it a hora of 7 days. Miu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippur mashmed lo svira lo hu ochi. But vaista is these amiroim Ravanani Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche, they don't hold v'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur d'lo svira lo ochi levich shiva kishiva yomim midlo inoket el atzeres v'les lay d'Rabbi Gamliel. They don't hold like Rabbi Gamliel. The Gamliel says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is also like a regal. The Apophe is the Besamach. The Amir for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Yeshnam Kirigol. The Loyalam Ube Mokim Pesach V'Sukkis, that they're also equivalent to Pesach and Sukkis. Iksha B'Tais V'Sara. Now Tais V'Sara Sakashe, that the Rishayim has. Ma onu tzrichim shiroish ha-shone kishive yomim. Why do we need this lomdis that means we want to, it seems we could be mekatzer the shloishim. So we say that vakert, because erev Rosh Hashanah is achshivis of 7 days, and Rosh Hashanah is achshivis of 7 days. So memele, belav ochinami muter lekalech erev Yom HaKippurim. You're permitted to be Megalech Erev Yom HaKippurim, Vava Koiva Es Meisoi Shmeine Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim. The Bot Lemenu Gzeire Shloishim, that the Shloishim already, you don't have to count 30 days. If a person is Koiva Meisoi Shmeine Shomim Koidim HaChag, so the Chag is Mafsik, the Avelis of Shloishim. So here Agamor is telling us at Pesach Hiddush that you have here 7 days, and another 7 days, 14 days, my male then will heaven. So Taisu says, you're gonna, as soon as Yom Kippur comes, you're gonna The whole Gzeir Shloishim is Nifka. So why do you need the 714? You're going to end before the Shloishim side by side. The Tiritz, so the Taisus Arav answered, the Nafkimi no, im Legilech Erev Yom Kippur. We had before, Amachlikas Tanoim, if the Chag is Matem Haglachas, therefore Erev Yom Kippur, in this case, says it's the Bimutal Legaleir. And if he did not, he wasn't Chayish for the Kovod Chag, and he wasn't Megaleach, so Memele, so he doesn't have the Kula that the Chag brought. The Chag is Mavsik, the Avelis of Shloishim. If he didn't use this Lekovod Chag, so he has to still count. So after the Chag, he has to count Shloishim. Im Legilach Erev Yom Kippurim, Beinem Megaleach Acha Yom Kippurim, you have to count the Shloishim. If you did not use out the heter of Taglachas Erev Yom Tev, so yes, that means the cover the regel of cover the regel, it's mafsik. And he did not use this heter to cover the regel, so it wasn't used to cover the regel, so they canceled it. So Mamela, so you'll have to count your Shloishim. Oh, then Megalechacha Yom Kippurim. So this negaya this, let's say he was not megalech of Yom Kippurim. So memele, so with the rabbono we counted them that he has to start counting shloishim. But now that we have avolata the chashvinen, oishishone keshive, oishishone 7 days, Yom Kippurim keshive, ve'erev oishishone keshive yomim kaidem. Ve'er Rosh Hashanah kishive yomim kaidim, u'bein Rosh Hashanah liyem ha-kippurim shive, and then we have another 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'nokel e'bosim ha-kippurim shnei yomim ha-magaleich. So, faker. So, we'll get a quick 30 days, and Erev Rosh Hashanah Shiva, Rosh Hashanah Shiva, the Rosh Hashanah Meira, there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so he says it's a Yom Harichtev. So that is just one big day, so that is a din of Shiva. Then there's 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. So, and then it's another 7 days. And then Yom Kippur is also 7 days. So then he only has 2 days left. So it's 28 days in Megaleach. That's what the Taisus Arab said. So Taisus says, Ve'nirali teretze, the kaimulon kabishol. Amaleel Megaleach achar regel. Taisus Abishol is chelik on this knas. We heard before that he owned the Gemara says we pass my kabishol. So according to Abishol, there's no such knas, so it's not negeya. Ela yesh leforish the nafkala mino leinyin shmur choike. Nafke mino bi legabi shmur choike. The chashvin leish, like this a shmur choike, if it was shoma la'achal amedjoy, chashvin le shmur choike, panish na yomi macha yom kippurim. That means, if we say, that with all these cheshbonos of Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, in the 7 days between, so we have 28 days, so if 2 days after Yom Kippur, he'll hear a shmue, so Lamaise, it's considered a shmue rechoike. So that's also a big doichik. Ki ze eine mefurish b'shum mokim, שתחושב שמור רחייקה פוחס משלושים יוים. That means these are in the dine ha-availus, chveis, this gzeirish sheva, this gzeirish shloishim. So mamelen, these halachas is, so we have epis kulis that we could, other days are considered like the 7 days. But al kaponim, a shmur chayke means that he heard it a long time after the ptira. I mean, he heard it only 12 days after the ptira, so that doesn't make it a shmur chayke. So Taisa says, if you want to have a nafkamine, hayachalayim alinyan de chashminen acha reish hashanem Shabbos lishis. We had that the second Shabbos he goes out to shul, but he's not yeshiv b'mkaymai. The third Shabbos is yeshiv b'mkaymai v'ainim edaba. So it comes out, Shabbos Shuv is already, the third Shabbos already. It's the third week, because 2 weeks passed by. The Amal La'el Yeshiv Bim Kaima. So that would be an afkamina. Miu Ein, I think this is a guy's, Miu Ein Nirishim Kushikla. Then Taisa says, but these are Terutzim Lechandakashe, Lukimtis. Taisa says, I don't think the Kashe starts. The hod omar shmeine yomim kaidem regel botlam imeno gzeira shleishim yain. And it's mevatel the gzeira of shleishim. That was the whole kasha. Why do you need a psacheshben of 7 and 7? It's the shleishim will end side by side. Eine davka heiche de no gavelish shivis yomim. It was noyga beile shivis yomim. So mele. So then the yom kippur is oiker the shloishim. Abol zesh loy noyga beile skim yom echad lemrin yom kippurim tavatul shloishim. Dachsmer the Taisa Rosh brings down the Ravid. I think it's a little clearer. The Ravid says as follows: Kivin lehavi aveile zayin ki uchayu. He didn't have a real shivit. He had one day, and then it was Nifsak. The Tarti Hefsekis Bahadi Adodi Bechoda Avelis Loyabdinin. Stamazay to hack up a shiv and hack up a shloishim, there's no such din. Elo oizayin ki yochayu oilamit ki yochayu. That means one of the Avelis, he has to be Mekayim. If we have Kulis, so one will make a Kula, but to make a double Kula, that he should lose out everything. He shouldn't have a Gehera Geshivin, a Gehera Geshloishim. That we never do. I think that's what Taisa means here also. Hey, Davka Eched in Noag Aveila Shivis Yomim. There's Noag Shivis, some Amela. So there was a Kiyim of Shivis. It doesn't even become Shloish. Avol Zeh Shloi Noag Aveila Skim Yemech Lamrini Yem Kippurim Tabatul Shloish. Why wasn't the Rav noches to this teres? Kidova ze poshet. Besomach pirish ki inyan ze harav. The Rav also says a similar halacha that that means that these halachas are dependent on the niyag of avelis. He says as follows: Yaim echad lifnei hachag vechag. Ushmini shaloi, reikan chof aleph. Reikan chof aleph yoim. The davke, bahani amrinin, the shmini atzeres are chof aleph yoim. That means, there was a nig of avelis before, yem echot, so mameilok upon him, this kule, that the yontev is a din of shive, is davke if there was a nig of avelis. Avol. Meis beregel, if there was a meis beregel, shloi nog avelis koidem beregel, they have yishmini atzeres ki im yoim echod leminyan shloishim. So then shmini atzeres is only one day. Kach nirali, that's what the Rav says, ven yedeya habiru, kach pirush harav. So al koponim, we see that, I don't know, Taisa seems to be medame, so we see that these kulis are dependent if there was some sort of a nigar avelis. We see from here these kulis were not said all the time. These kulis were only said if there was a nigar avelis. So here, akaponim, this is not a din hefsik, this is a din we give the chage echshivis of 7 days. This is only if there was a nig avelis. If there wasn't a nig of avelis, so then the chagon is a din of one day. Upirish ba'aloches gdoilis, ahashta de islon treyoim. In other way, we have 2 days yontif. So the aloch is as follows. Shachev lay shichve beyond tavrishin. If someone was nifta the first day, lo yinig avelis ad mitzoy yontiv sheni. So an avelis befares, she's not noyig till mitzoy yontiv sheni. For oisa yontiv sheni oile leminyan shiv. Abal kaponim yom tiv sheni oile leminyan shiv. Yeah, it's oile. V'ish shachiv v'yom sheni. But what is if he was nifta yom sheni, who yom enoig avelis? So the Bahag says that then he's noig avelis befaresye. The kivin the yom tov sheni the rabbonon, as the avelis the raise the yom rish lava min ater kamrinim bezvachim avart the yom sheni the rabbon. So taisu the shitas of Bahag is that avelis yom rish is the raise. So Mamela Avelus Yom Rishin is Daichem the Yantiv Shaini the Rabbon. Kedamrinim Bizvochim that that's a Daraisa Yom Rishin, Mavat Yom Shaini the Rabbon. Veinir Lari, the Ri disagrees with this, that it's still called an Pshanesa the Rabbon. Even though it's a darabonon, the gam ein noigim klal, the makamacha perashti. Yeah, let us see the Mishnah further. Ein kairin v'loich. Now this Mishnah is speaking about v'moyit. We have a half a Mishnah, but from the end of the Mishnah, we'll see it speaking about v'moyit. Ein kairin, v'loi chelzin, one is not permitted to make kriya or chalitzis kosev, v'ein mevarin, ela kroivov shel meis. That means only the kroivim of the meis are permitted to be kaireya v'moyed, and only they are permitted to eat a sudas havro. That means during the year, not during moyed. Others are also permitted to be kereya. And to eat a suda savro, they can be mishtatev, but b'moyed is a covered amoyed. So the aveilim, the kloivim shalmeis, which are chayiblis abel, so they're permitted to do it. Ve'mevarin ella almitas kufe. Almitas kufe, so Rashi says, yoishvin ha-menachmin. The Muki Yosef brings down two pshatim on this din, and Rashi seems this is like the second pshat. Yesh mefoshim, others say pshat, the aveilim do not sit on a mita kfuye, because it's beregel. Yesh mefoshim, dosh shmine, den heisha aveilim oichlim v'yosh v'yashenim al mita kfuye, b'moyed, hach aveirim ha-oichlim sham ein mevarim ela al mita skufois. Yeah. But the others, they used to be mishtatef. The others used to be mishtatef. He says, you also used to sit almitas kfuyes, but the beregel, they don't do it. Chiltsin kisfei. Ela kreivim, kreivov, Yerushalmi. Ubovad kroivo horuyin lis abel. The din avelus. What's Thomas like? Hode, the Rav Oven domach b'moyado. Rav Oven was nifteren beregel. Loigomo Rav Mone chizde. Rav Mone was not kaimul chesed with him. He wasn't maspit him. Oma bosa moyado ne evdela yekore. Asik chocham shemeis akel kekroivov. that a chochem shemeis everyone has a din of a korif, bevaren olav elu ve'elu. I think it means it's very unclear what Tosfos means over here. The Yerushalmi about kaponim that be'etzem everyone has a din korif. The dini avelus anoyik, but al kaponim it seems that we're speaking about a koriv lihisabel, and by a chochem hakol kekroivot. Vilu nirali mikan, yeah, abovel el velu. Nirali mikan, mikan mashme, shiyesh avro bevoy avelus, kigoin beregel. He says here there's no avelus beregel. And al kaponim this is sudas avro. Al kamal omar afil rabbi shlom dechoch meni yeshvol v'yemechot. Seems also this is sudas avro. But to meini im kain nitztare avro l'shmur rechoike. So l'cheir ha-shmur rechoike also should need avro. I mean if avro isn't totally in avelus. L'emetzino b'rabchiye she'osu le'avro. Al kamal el boilech Kele achele beis hamelchitz. Veshema leinyan avro ichmiru mishum kvoid achocham. Maybe by avro they were machmer by kvoid achocham. Very unclear what Tosfos is saying, because I mean here we have Avro by the regal that's also not in Avelis, and it's very unclear in the case of Abchia. So with His brother wasn't a chocham. It's very unclear what Tosfos is saying over here. Let's just go a little further. Vafilu chocham. Vafilu chocham. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Only ela kroivov shalmeis. Vosanya chocham shalmeis. Hakel kroivov. Hakel kroivov salkadaitach. Ela hakel ki kroivov. Hakol keiren olov, hakol chiltzen olov, hakol mevaren olov, bilchove. So memele, so here it says davke, elo kreivov shalmeis. Now if it is a chochem weiss, that is not. The mole tzriche, the lav chochem hu. So the gemara asks, vi odem kosher hu, if he's an odem kosher hu, he's not a chochem. Also, chiyuvim mechayv lemikre. V'sanyim im neima abonov ubnoisov shalodam meisim kshen ktanim. Kedei sheyivke v'yisabal alodam kosha. Very difficult lotion that the Nebuch won't lose the small children, that he should be boiche misabal alodam kosha. So the Gemara says, yivke v'yisabal avoyne kashokumne, taking now an irovin, a mashkin, to make sure that he'll cry then in an odam kosha. He was not boicha misabel adam kosher. Therefore, it's meisim bono. Shkala boicha umisabel al adam kosher. Meichlin loy al kol avinoisav. The meichlin al kol avinoisav bishvil kovid she'osu loy. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so it's speaking about the love of them kosher. He's not an Adam kosher. So therefore, you're not kereya. Ida koi hosam b'shas yitzias neshom mechiyuvim mechayiv. So he's also mechuyiv. To be kereya. The sign of Shemil Allah Zerayim o'imad al ameis b'shas yitzias neshom mechayiv lekroyiv. L'mo zed doim ala seifa teire shen nisrav shechayiv lekroyiv. My answer is lekoi hosam b'shas yitzis neshome. So that is the case. Adavke. So if you don't have these noim, not a chochem, and not another kosher, and it wasn't noim b'shas yitzis neshome, so adavke a korav is made to be kareya beregel. Rashi le sefer teira, the teira kol yener שנמה כנער מצווה ותאיר האויר, ונשמה נקריס נער דרסי, נער השם נשמס עודו.